Welcome to Tea Time, the podcast. I am Cassie Marina, fondly known as the Branding Queen, and I am a digital branding expert helping businesses get online and thrive doing so. I am passionate about sharing my knowledge through content creation like this podcast, online classes and workshops, as well as through the services of my branding agency to help you develop your online systems. Think of this podcast as the place to get the latest advice, strategies, tips, news, and inspiration on building your brand online using the tools available to us, but most importantly, thought-provoking content to improve your mindset, to maximize on these tools and put context to day-to-day developments in the online world of business with a little bit of tea dishing facts and sass, because I really want you to thrive online. So thank you so much for tuning in. Let's begin. Hi, so this is a Rated Trini podcast, meaning I'm going to be talking to you about a development when it comes to getting paid online in Trinidad and Tobago. And this is another one of those things that I have been waiting years, and I've been wondering, when are local banks in Trinidad and Tobago going to catch on with the rest of the world? Lynx, in my opinion, has been outdated, right? So, you know, when you have a bank account, you get a card known as a debit card so that you can shop at point of sale locations, withdraw money at any bank ATM machine, right? So everything is interconnected through Lynx. But Lynx came about years ago, right? Lots of years ago, we didn't always have Lynx. You would get a bank card, kind of like the card you would get at your credit union, and you can only withdraw cash at your bank, the bank that you bank with. You couldn't go to First Citizens if you were a Scotiabank customer. You couldn't use Scotiabank's ATM machine back in the day. And I remember growing up when this was a big deal, when Lynx now came out. So Lynx would have solved the problem at that point in time. But now we are in the digital age. We are in the world of online banking and e-commerce with the age of the internet. And now what we need is Visa debit accounts, right? We need to be able to, just like our, you know, USA counterparts, family and friends in the US, Canada, in any country that has a bank account, where their bank accounts, when you look at their card, it doesn't say Lynx, because Lynx is a local solution. It says Visa debit, right? And I have always wondered, well, but it's like, this is what we need. This is how people are able to shop online. This is why internationally, the world is so much further ahead. I mean, there are obviously many other reasons when it comes to infrastructure, et cetera, et cetera. But this is one of the things that empower your customers and yourself as a merchant to receive payments from someone. So the barriers with e-commerce are falling down. The challenges that we have are getting not as monumentous as it currently is or was. Day by day, there are so many exciting developments. And one of the new developments is Scotiabank. Scotiabank is one of the four main banks, right, that have jumped on board with Visa debit cards, and they are replacing. There is a Loop article that I would have shared on my Facebook business page. You can go look for it there, go check it out. But I will also put this in a blog post on my website. If you're listening to this podcast from my website, you will see it on the page, the link to the Loop article for confirmation. All right. It says replace. And as soon as I saw replace, in the beginning of the articles, like replace, are they really replacing links with this? This is a game changer. This is one of those game changers because it doesn't just mean I, as a customer of Scotiabank, can now shop on Amazon, shop on eBay, Walmart. I can now shop at local online stores. As an online store or merchant locally with a website or even without a website through the services of WePay using the invoicing software, this means that my customers who are with Scotiabank, I can now accept payments from them. So this is breaking down the barrier of needing to even send somebody to a lotto booth. You don't have to leave your home, and this is where we need to be. This is where we need to be. You know, that delay in between making the decision in front of my mobile device or my computer and be like, hey, I like this item, I want to buy it. And then by the time you might really want it, but it is a fact that once there's a delay in the purchasing process, the percentage or the chances of that person checking out at the counter, and in the case of a website, your checkout basket, right, it greatly decreases. This is why you would notice, like, if you abandon cart, like you put something in your cart. We all do this on Amazon. We put stuff in our cart and say we'll buy it later, right? You may not have the money right now. And you put it in the cart, save for later, and many times you don't come back to it. Anytime, that's considered like an abandoned cart. And if you've ever shopped on like any of those clothing shopping sites on abroad, you would get emails saying, hey, you left something in your cart, because you are now a warm lead and they don't want to lose out on that sale, because they know the more time that you have your cart abandoned, the lower the chance of you checking out, and they've lost a customer. That is one of the challenges we have when it comes to e-commerce in Trinidad and Tobago, because even though, yes, people would go to the lotto booth and pay, yes, they would, you know, Paywise has done wonderfully for small business owners and the whole lotto booth concept, but there was still that, it wasn't the ideal scenario, it wasn't an ideal situation. The ideal situation is that, hey, I love these shoes. Pull out my card, enter my details, check out, the money comes out of my bank account. I am really happy at these developments. And the more banks that get on board, which I anticipate that they would, you're going to see transformation when it comes to online business in Trinidad and Tobago. So I look forward to seeing how much more development is to come. And there are other exciting things that I just cannot wait to share with you all that is to come with WePay. So stay tuned for that. But I just wanted to let you all know what this means when it comes to Scotiabank replacing links with Visa debit, not just as a customer, from a customer perspective, but also from a merchant perspective. So I look forward to reporting back with more interesting developments with how you can grow your bank in these interesting times. And oh, one more thing. Scotiabank will be at the second workshop in terms of, you know, how to get paid and all that stuff. So the second workshop, for those of you who aren't aware, that this week we sold out on all three workshops. The collaboration between myself and Karen Rose. The series is called Into the Digital Age. And the first workshop is all about your why in business. The second one was all around payments, ways to get paid. We have confirmation that WePay would be there, confirmation Scotiabank would be there. So this is why I'm so excited about this development with replacing links. It's about time. And the thing about it is, it's not that we didn't have tools like this before, but as you know, we are fighting a culture. The challenge is the culture. So not that the tools is the issue, it's not that we don't have the tools. The issue is that we need the big and main institutions to be a part of the change. We always had Visa debit locally through JMMB, but JMMB is not a main bank here. Our four main banks are Republic, Royal Bank, Scotia, and First Citizens. And I am keeping my eyes open to see when those other three come on board. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that the second one to come on board with the Visa debit concept. I'm putting it out there. I want to see it with First Citizens first because I'm a First Citizens Bank customer, and well, Republic, because I know a lot of people bank with Republic. Not that a lot of people don't bank with Royal, but you know, we all have an idea of where our customers are and who they bank with. So that's what I'm looking forward to seeing in the coming months. Not years, but months. I don't know if it's going to happen. I'm just saying, I hope to see more of these developments happen with the other main banking institutions. So if you enjoyed this podcast, you found it useful, share it with someone, tag someone in the comments below. You know, well, it's a podcast, so just share, or wherever you saw the promo for this podcast, well, yes, share it in the comments below. But share, and let other people know of this episode because it's useful information. All right, so I will catch you guys on the next episode of Tea Time, the podcast.